Right, tonight we're going to be learning Seif Gimel. We have Seif, which is the defining Seif regarding the defining factor of what is considered a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz Laaretz. So we have learned in this simon that there is something called the Ben Chutz Laaretz and the Ben Eretz Yisrael. And well, actually, what we've learned so far is that there is 2 days Yom Tov for Chutz, 2 days Yom Tov for Chutz Laaretz, 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Now, it would have been very easy to just kind of understand that if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you keep 2 days; if you're in Yisrael, you keep 1 day. And that, in a sense, would have made a lot of sense. However, Chachamim made a different additional gezeirah, a decree, that it's not just where you are, but it's also where you belong. So it's not just a physical residence. If you're on Chutz Laaretz, you keep 2 days, for Netzel, keep 1 day. But additionally to that, that's only half the truth. There is the ultimate truth, which is where you really belong. What kind of person are you? Are you a Ben Chutz Laaretz or a Ben Eretz Yisrael? The way this is defined is very complex, because it's not only about the fact of where you are, but also where you want to go, where you're going to end up. So this is very complex halachas, and it's taken. What I like about this topic is that it tells us a lot about history, and it tells us a lot about psychology, and it tells a lot about immigration and about people, how people used to live. We're going to see some examples for that, which should be really reconsidered. It tells us a lot about societies. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch teaches of here, which is a quotation of the Mishnah. Bnei Eretz Yisrael shebo'ch lechutz la'aretz. So Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who went to chutz la'aretz, asurim la'aseis melocha b'yom tov sheni. They are not allowed to do melocha on the second day Yom Tov. Asurim la'aseis melocha b'yom tov sheni. They are not allowed to do melocha on second day Yom Tov. So these are Bnei Eretz Yisrael. These are real Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Israelites. Israelis. That they are really from Eretz Yisrael. They came over to Chutz La'aretz. They may not do in Chutz La'aretz melachas publicly. Beyishuv, as long as it's in a place where there are residents, a place where there is civilization, afilu da'itulach, so even if his intention is to return. So the halacha is somebody who belongs to Eretz Yisrael, a real Israeli, and he plans to return to Eretz Yisrael, but it's for now. In Chutz La'aretz, he mustn't publicly do melachas on the second day. Although he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but second day Yom Tov, he must obey to some extent to where he is. As we say in good English, in Rome, do like the Romans. So this is really it. There is something called Minhag HaMakom, which is a real, real halachically established factor. Minhag HaMakom. If you are in Chutz La'aretz, you must obey and adhere to the minhag of that particular place. So in Chutz La'aretz, you may not do melachas publicly. Okay. I'm going to look at this firstly a little bit. The Mishnah once have gotten tests. Bottom line tells us the following. Asum la'asum melacha. You may not do melachas. To noisim alof chumrei mokim sholach lisham. Because you're accepting the chumras of the place that you're going to. V'afilu betzinah, so even in private is prohibited. Commotion is Baal, as we discussed in Zimun Tav Samiches. If you do Melachah, then no Cherem is applied, which tells us that even Betzin is also. Now, why Betzin is also? Betzin is also because there is a general understanding that if something is also in public, you also must refrain to do that in private. And that's why privately Melachahs are also as well. I want to address an interesting question, which is very relevant. The word of B'Yishuv. So, again, the point is Bnei Eretz Yisrael. If you've got Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who are going to Chutz La'aretz, but plan to return to Eretz Yisrael, if they are in a Yishuv, they must do Minhag HaMakom. This is important, because what happens if... What is the Shulchan Aruch teaching us about the word B'Yishuv? What does it tell us that it's B'Yishuv?
He's actually staying there. He's not just popping. He's not just there for a short time.
So you are learning B'Yishuv being not a geographic statement, but an intentional factor. So what does he mean, Afilu Taite Lachzor, even if his intention is to return? So the Poskim learn differently than what you're suggesting. The Poskim say that B'Yishuv means he's actually in a settlement where there are Yidden living. Now, because they're even living over there, that's why there is a halacha of minhag hamakom, and he has to therefore stick to the minhagim of that place. What that teaches us is the following shaila. What would be the halacha if there is a hotel, and this is the real shaila, there's a hotel in Chutz La'aretz, in a place where there is no Yidden whatsoever. What's a good example for that? There's a Pesach hotel. Can somebody help me with an example? In an absolute place where there's not one Yid living there. Say, there is a Pesach hotel in Austria, and that always, it bothers me very much, that there is in some places in Austria, there is Pesach hotels. In those very places, that round the corner of those very places, some years ago, there was concentration camps, and it's beyond me how we can have a Pesach hotel there. But leaving this out, imagine there is a Pesach hotel in a place where there's not one Yid living, but over Pesach, a group of Israelis have rented the place, hired the place for a good price, and they're taking the whole hotel of Yom Tov. Now, I totally...
The Himalayas,
even better. Okay, there's a Pesach hotel in the Himalayas, which apparently there's hundreds of people keeping Seda on the Mount Everest every year. I don't know if it's called the Everest base or something, or something like that, below that a little bit, I'm not sure. There's hundreds of participants on the Seder, alright? So, but the question is, if you're in a place where it's purely Eretz Yisrael, Yoytze Eretz Yisrael. Now, again, I totally appreciate if there's a group of Israelis that come to Chutz La'aretz, and they come to London, they come to England, they come to wherever, they go to France, they go to Italy, and there's plenty of Yidden living there, and they stay for Pesach. It goes without saying that they have the minhag hamakom, and although they plan to return, they're going to go back after a week to Eretz Yisrael, I understand. Nevertheless, the minhag hamakom, they must publicly at least, or also privately according to the Mishnah Berurah, keep to the chumras of that very place, and they may not do malachas on second day Yom Tov. I understand. But I'm not referring to that. That's the Shulchan Aruch's case. I appreciate that. I'm talking about if they're taking a hotel, as we say in Yiddish, Ekveld. You know what? For that matter, they could be taking a hotel in Wales. In Wales, they were in areas where there's no Yin living whatsoever, and they're taking a hotel, and they're nowhere near the Yishuv. They're nowhere near a Yiddish settlement. They may be going living there, but there's no Yiddish settlement, no community. How many days do they keep Yom Tov? One or two? Now, Shaila. This is a post. This is a recent Shaila that. I can't hear you. You're on mute. Yeah.
2 days outside Israel.
You say so. Right. Okay. So you're saying that ultimately he's in Chutz La'aretz, and in Chutz La'aretz you've got to keep 2 days. Yeah. So, but why do we need to keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz? Why does a person who belongs to Eretz Yisrael need to keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz? I understand a Ben Chutz La'aretz, he's got to keep 2 days Yom Tov because he belongs to Chutz La'aretz. But somebody who belongs to Eretz Yisrael, who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, why does he need to keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz? The answer is because minhag hamakom. He's in a place where most people keep 2 days. But that's certainly true if he is in a place where there's no Yid living. So he must do like the minhag hamakom. But if there's no Yid living there, if there's no one soul around, So why does he need to keep 2 days? So this could perhaps be what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us on the very first word on this page. Be'yishuv. That's if he's in a yishuv. Then indeed, if there's a yishuv, there's a settlement, there's Jewish people living around him, then he must keep 2 days Yom Tov, because he must stick to the Minhag HaMokom. But if there's nobody living near him who keeps 2 days Yom Tov, and he's an Eretz Yisrael like a person who just happens to be now in Chutz La'aretz, he may need to keep a second day Yom Tov.
He should still keep a second day.
Why?
Because you can regard the Mokom as the whole country. If you're saying the Mokom is just the picture locality, fine. But if you're saying the Mokom is the whole of the United Kingdom, and that's what everybody in that kingdom does, then he would have to keep 2 days. Are you saying the Mokom is only a localized area within the country?
Stephen, the way you have formalized this question, the way you verbalized it, is brilliant, because that's really how the rabbinical authorities look at it. That's exactly the point. And it's a machloek zachonim about this. And it's precisely the way they look at it. Do you look at just specifically that particular area in its own right, or do you look at it globally, the whole chutzlaretz? And that really boils down to machloek zachonim. It would appear from the Mishnah Berurah that you look at it as a localized shaila. And therefore, if there's no Yid living there, then they would actually keep 1 day Yom Tov only, if it's an Israeli group. So again, if you've got a Pesach hotel, which is purely Eretz Yisrael people, and they're going to a place where there's no community, then it should be keeping 1 day Yom Tov only. However, of course, if there's nearby a community, then it would be considered, it would have to keep 2 days Yom Tov anyway. Okay, now, Kol Zman Shaloi Geli Yishuv, continue Shulchan Aruch, top of page 206, that's all, Kol Zman, as long as they have not reached the Yishuv, Afilo in Dai Tulachso Imuta. Now, as long as they have not reached the settlement, even Afilo in Dai Tulachso Imuta, even if his intention is not to return, it's Mutar Lefish Adain, since at this stage, Loi Hukpa, they have not establish themselves, Leo's commercial to be like them. So this is hard for us to imagine. This is talking about, we have to put in our minds, the way people traveled in the times of Shulchan Aruch. So nowadays it takes us to travel from Eretz Yisrael to England, literally hours. But imagine somebody who travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, when it took still weeks and weeks. So imagine if God is convoy of camels, of horses and donkeys and mules, and you're traveling from Eretz Yisrael, and let's say even this group of people, they plan to settle down in England, but they haven't reached England yet. They planned to move, to emigrate from Eretz Yisrael to England. It's taken them weeks to get there, and they planned to be in England for Pesach, but they got delayed. They haven't reached London in time for Pesach. They're still stuck in between. They're actually still halfway. They're now somewhere in the Austrian Alps, or they are somewhere halfway. They got stuck in the Turkish, they're still somewhere there. Now, the question now is, they are traveling, but they have not reached Jewish settlements. Do they keep 1 day or 2 day for that Pesach? They're moving from Eretz Yisrael out and settling into England. They are in transit. Do they keep 1 or 2 days? Good. Why?
Because they haven't yet reached the destination.
Absolutely. So the Shulchan Aruch Taka says, Yishuv, you keep Kol Zman Shaloi Hagiya Liyishuv, as long as you have not reached the settlement, you will keep 1 day because you have not established yourself as a Ben Chutz La'aretz. You haven't settled down in Chutz La'aretz yet. So therefore you're going to keep 1 and not 2 days. Yeah. Continue the Shulchan Aruch. the Avalim Igia LeYishuv, once you've reached destination, once you've actually reached England, the Yain Dai Telachson, whose intention is not to return, Nasa Kamoison, you become like one of the residents. If you're now settled down in London, you're going to be one of the Londoners. Nasa Kamoison, the Osu, and now you've got to keep 2 days. Ben Bemidbar, whether you live where there is a community, Ben Beishov, whether you live in a place where there's no community. Once you live in England, once you have settled down in England, although historically you may be from Eretz Yisrael, but now that you've settled in England, even if you go and you rent out a farm in Wales for the whole Pesach, you're still going to keep 2 days because you've now settled down in England, so now ben chutz la'aretz. So now you don't need anymore the society making you a ben chutz la'aretz. You're now becoming your own right a ben chutz la'aretz. And therefore, even if you go now into the midbar, into a desert, or into a farm, or into Wales, into Ireland, into Scotland, where there's no yin living, you still have going to keep 2 days because you're now a ben chutz la'aretz. For kol chutz la'tchum, and if you're out of the tchum, if you're out of the tchum, then that's considered out of the area. This is regarding, if you haven't reached the destination yet, then you'd still be considered, as Mr. Berlin said, if you have not reached destination, you're still considered somebody that's still leaving the previous place. Okay. Yeah.
When it says Vasa here, does it mean it means you have to keep the yomtzuf as in make kiddush and all that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, good question. That's a good question.
Often, us at the beginning meant just don't do the nacha, but now we are part of chutz la'aretz. You have to keep the asay of yomtzuf.
That's a very good question. So, which case? It's a very good diuk. It's a very, very good diuk that you're saying. So, the Mishnah is going to address this point shortly. We're going to see that, perhaps not tonight, but the Mishnah will go into detail about what you are saying. When we are saying that he's going to keep 2 days, does that mean really literally all the way or just lechumrah? So we'll address that as well. It's Hashem Mishnah Berurah. So bear with us. Mishnah is going to address it. Yeah. Yeah. Now, You're right in pointing out, we'll address your question a bit more in detail in the next, in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel, which we'll look at tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But prior to that, you're right in pointing out, anybody who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael who comes over here, and we make them keep 2 days, in private, when the Mishnah Berurah said, even in private they should keep 2 days. Is that the general practice? Is that generally what we tell Bnei Eretz Yisrael or not?
I thought in private they can do melacha in private, I thought.
Right. Very good. So you're right. Generally, what is known is that Bnei Eretz Yisrael who come to Chutz La'aretz on the second day, yes, on the second day they will keep publicly 2 days, but in private They may do whatever they want as long as it's in private and it's not evident for others. So the Mishnah Berurah, to be clear, Mishnah Berurah does say that afilu betzina also, that's the top line of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes. The Mishnah Berurah does say that even betzina they should keep to the 2 days. However, it is, and the reason for the Mishnah Berurah is because whenever there's an Issa of Maris or Ein, then one should keep to the halachas even in private. Many Rabbonim disagree with that. Many Achayim disagree with that. And many Achayim hold that one can be lenient in private. Which would basically mean that Bnei Eretz Yisrael who come over here on the second day Yom Tov, whilst in public they have to keep to the they have to keep all the melachas, but in private they may be lenient as long as others don't know about this. So there's many rabbanim makel, but it is true to say that this is against the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, who is machmir afilu betzina also, who forbids it even betzina. But I understand from other poskim such as the Moshe and other poskim who are lenient, and I think this is what many rabbanim rely on. But more details on this, Beis Hashem, on a bit more details on this, on the continuation and on the Mishnah Berurah in greater detail tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned a so distinct point that the defining factor of being, of keeping 2 days or one day Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov is not necessarily where you are, but where you belong. By the way, there is a famous opinion of the Chacham Tzvi, who holds that it's that we basically, generally speaking, we look at where you are. So Ben Eretz Yisrael, who is here, he would keep, doesn't matter what his intention is, but wherever he is, that's how he keeps, both way around. We don't necessarily paskin like that, but this is against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does say that we go, and according to the Mishnah, we go according to where you belong. So if a person plans to return, he keeps 1 day. In principle, if somebody plans to return to Chutz La'aretz, and he's got to keep 2 days in principle. However, a person does need to keep the chumras where he comes from and where he is. So therefore, based on that, if a Ben Eretz Yisrael is coming to Chutz La'aretz, he must keep 2 days because of the minhag hamakom, when certainly befahesia, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, even betzina. This is, however, as long as he's in a yishuv, reaches a yishuv. If he's in a midbar, literally in a desert, but there's nobody else, then he may keep 1 day only, although he may physically and geographically be in Chutz La'aretz, if he's really in a midbar. If he hasn't reached a destination and he's a person who's traveling and he's in transit, then he may keep 1 day at this stage still because he hasn't reached destination yet. He's not Ben Chutz La'aretz. However, once he has settled down, he's a Ben Chutz La'aretz and he travels out in the midbar, he must keep from this stage onward 2 days Yom Tov. Okay, more details and more halachos tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you a very good evening. Good evening to all.